equipment for fire crews.
People have been burning plastic in their trash for years, have exposed their neighbors and themselves to serious health risks. We're talking heart disease, respiratory ailments, emphysema, nerve, kidney, and liver damage. And in addition to the common plastics we've mentioned, there's another class of plastics, the polystyrene polymers. These include foam cups, meat trays, egg containers, yogurt, and deli containers. Styrene gas is readily absorbed through the skin and the lungs. At high levels, it can damage eyes and mucous membranes. Long-term exposure to styrene can impact the central nervous system.
Backyard trash burning is a problem worldwide, especially in rural areas where there may not be recycling, where there may not be local laws against it. And yet, these toxic products and packaging materials can be recycled. There is no need to burn your trash and at the same time poison your neighbors and your neighbors' children. It should be outlawed. Plastic and other toxic materials should be recycled, period.
Burn plastics are but one class of toxins that children are taking into their bodies today. The impact of toxins on the brains and hormonal development of our children is a truly terrifying story. People in rural, non-industrial areas like Hoopaw are spared some exposure, but not when our neighbors are burning plastic. Protect the health of our community and our future generations. Stop burning toxic trash.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopaw, California, produced and written by Cynthia Poden, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.